Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. Hannah desperately wanted children, but God made her wait. Notice here in 1 Samuel chapter 1, a very interesting situation. A man named Elkanah had two wives. One was Peninnah, the other was Hannah. Peninnah had children and Hannah did not. This was quite a problem. In fact, polygamy is a sin and it does cause problems. It always causes jealousy between the wives. And in this case, Peninnah actually rubbed it in Hannah's face that she was unable to have children. 1 Samuel 1 verse 6, and her adversary also provoked her sore for to make her fret because the Eternal had shut up her womb. So as if Hannah wasn't upset enough about being barren, Peninnah was constantly reminding her of it and probably letting Hannah know that, well, I am the really useful wife to Elkanah because I actually give him children. Really hurtful things, I would imagine, that she said to Hannah. And yet, Hannah did not give up on her desire for children. She took that desire to God. And she had some really important lessons to learn through this experience. This story is told in chapter 2 of the God Family Vision, and also that chapter is reprinted in chapter 1 of Child Rearing with Vision. Both those books, the God Family Vision and Child Rearing with Vision, are available to you for free at thetrumpet.com. The God Family Vision is written by Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Fleury. And this is really an outstanding chapter, chapter 2 of the God Family Vision, titled Hannah's Family Vision. We can learn a lot from this example of Hannah. Notice here, 1 Samuel 1 and verse 8. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weep you? And why eat you not? And why is your heart grieved? Am not I better to you than 10 sons? Well, that's quite a question by Elkanah. Quite a deep spiritual question. It is so common for parents, particularly mothers, to put the baby above all else. And yet here is a reminder that the husband comes first. Again, chapter 2 of the God Family Vision is reprinted as chapter 1 of Child Rearing with Vision. And I have this in Child Rearing with Vision on page 8. There's a subtitle called Husband Comes First. Notice here what Mr. Fleury writes. Elkanah was teaching his wife a very important lesson. Is a husband not more valuable than 10 sons? For a marriage to work, the supreme love must be between the husband and the wife. Serious problems arise in marriages when one of the parents exalts the children above the other mate. But this example is about much more than a physical marriage. It is really about our spiritual marriage. Jesus Christ is our head, and he wants to be certain that we don't look to any individual. any man more than him, that we will never exalt a man or 10 men above Jesus Christ. What a lesson for us. God comes first. We have to love God the Father and Jesus Christ above everyone and everything else. On page 9 of Child Rearing with Vision, Mr. Fleury writes, if we love our husband the way we should, speaking of Christ, then we have that family love and family vision. You must always keep the God family vision in mind. Now, we teach all the time, based on the Bible, that God is a family. God loves family. He desires a family of billions of children. But we have to keep it all in the proper order, the proper perspective. Again, the supreme love must be between the husband and the wife. Or in that spiritual parallel, Christ being the husband, the church being the wife. The husband, Christ, the wife, the church, they must love each other very much, so that billions of spiritual children can be produced. It has to be done the right way, with the right priority and perspective, the supreme love being for the husband. Hannah had to learn that lesson in this trial. She was barren. She was antagonized by her husband's other wife. And she had to learn, why children? This was an immense trial for her. But God was creating his character in her by making her wait. Notice here on page 9 of Child Rearing with Vision, Mr. Fleury writes, after many years of being barren, Hannah had come to have an entirely different view about children. Now, Hannah started out with a pretty good view of children, but it only improved. Obviously, Hannah had the right kind of desire for children. That's why she was so upset not to have children. But it wasn't until this trial of being barren that she really understood how important children really are, and how to raise them God's way. Notice here, continuing in 1 Samuel 1, verses 10 and 11, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Eternal, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Eternal of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your handmaid, and remember me, and not forget your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Eternal all the days of his life. What a solemn vow. Hannah promised to God that she would dedicate her son to him forever. Hannah learned from being barren that her son would belong to God. God provides the children. And so really, the children are his, and God has the authority to tell us how to raise those children because they belong to him in the first place. Our children must be dedicated to God forever. Back to Child Rearing with Vision, page 9, Mr. Fleury says, how many people, even in God's church, understand that as deeply as they should? Child rearing should start long before the child is born. In that sense, parents must first understand why God gives children. Hannah learned that. By the time her son came on the scene, she was ready to dedicate him to God. She was ready before the child came. That is the kind of understanding it takes to be a proper parent God's way. We must be prepared for children By the time of the marriage, Jesus Christ's wife will have made herself ready, Revelation 19, verse 7. We must get ready before the children are there. What God wants us to do is to get ready to rear and teach billions of people. That is the wife's purpose, to help Christ rear all those who will be called into God's family in the future. You see, that is the God family vision, where we understand that physical marriage and family are an exact type of spiritual marriage and family. They point us to a time in the future when God's church will marry Jesus Christ and bring forth billions of spiritual children. All mankind, past, present, and future, will have an opportunity to be born into God's family thanks to this husband-wife, Christ-church relationship. So in our child rearing today, we need to keep that vision in mind. Page 10 of Child Rearing with Vision, Mr. Fleury continues, our job is to help build the father's family. Everybody will have the same father and the same family, or no family at all. The father rules his family. He reigns supreme. What a vision. You know, it's really tragic to see the state of child rearing in the world today, where people just do not understand exactly how this is supposed to work. God does get practical. He does specifically instruct us in the Bible how to raise our children, how to raise them up in the way that they should go, so that they stick to that right way of life the rest of their life, hopefully. At least they have a good opportunity to do so. The Bible says to drive out rebellion and wrong attitudes. And there are appropriate ways to do so. But we have to keep this vision in mind. We do need to be educated in proper child rearing. And really, the goal of God's church and God's work today is to prepare us to bring all mankind into God's family. We're teaching a family message today. We're preparing for children to be born into God's family by the billions. And so really, it's all about family. We're preparing constantly to have a massive spiritual family with God the Father ruling over all, reigning supreme. And so it really is sad to see the way things are done in the world, and to see the rate of divorce, to see how broken homes are producing little savages that grow up to be criminals. I'm just shocked a lot of the time out in public, the way that children brazenly defy their parents. The parents will say no, and the children will say no right back to them. They completely ignore everything their parents tell them to do. And then the worst part of all is the parents don't do anything about it. They allow the children to rule their home. That is not God's way. And those children are not being prepared for a successful life when they don't understand anything about discipline or rules or structure from their upbringing. But this is really precious knowledge in this book, Child Rearing with Vision. And we need vision to rear children properly, to rear children God's way, so we can dedicate them to God forever. And again, it's not just doing that with our physical children, but preparing to do that with all mankind very soon. page 10 of Child Rearing with Vision. Rearing children is a trial and a test. There is struggle involved. We have to struggle to teach our children. Likewise, it will be a struggle to teach all the spiritual children in the future. So God has us start small, learning many wonderful lessons with a few physical children. Even if you don't have children, you can still learn this all-important lesson by studying God's word and observing other families. And really, this vision of child rearing should help us be more content in whatever physical situation we find ourselves in. If we are unable to have physical children, well, at least there's this big picture vision. We will not be devoid of children forever. In fact, we'll have billions of children, more children than we could possibly know what to do with. So many children to teach and rule, helping them live God's way of life and be happy for the first time in their lives in many cases. Billions and billions of people have lived and died with no knowledge of God, and therefore no peace of mind, no safety, no happiness, no abundance and prosperity. They have not known God's way, and they need spiritual parents and teachers. Mr. Fleury asks on page 11, are you ready to rear and train billions of spiritual children? That is why we are here in God's church today. We must get ready for that awesome responsibility. And then Mr. Fleury quotes Romans 11, verse 33, which says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Spectacular vision. What a reward. What a future. What a purpose behind our marriages and families today. Is it worth teaching our children, working with them over and over and over on the finer points of respect and manners and hard work and perseverance and teamwork and cooperation, teaching them the same lessons every day and correcting them when necessary to keep them on track? Until they finally get it, until they finally understand how to do things right. Again, teaching children is a struggle. And sometimes we feel like a broken record, having to teach them the lesson one day, and then you go to bed, and then you wake up, and it's like the children forgot the lesson from the previous day. And so you have to teach it to them again. And I would really encourage everyone to get this book, Child Rearing with Vision. Also, The God Family Vision. Again, both are free at thetrumpet.com. Both will really change the way you view your life and how you live your life. God is a family. He is all about family. And struggling to help our physical children is just a type of the struggle it will be to teach and rear billions of spiritual children, people with no knowledge or understanding of God's way. We'll be starting from ground zero with a lot of people, and they'll need a lot of love, a lot of patience, a lot of specific, detailed instruction to finally go the right way for the first time in their lives. It is a struggle. It is a lot of hard work. But really, this vision should change how we view all people in the world around us today as well. It's really, really easy to go through life just constantly irritated with other people we interact with in society. People that drive aggressively and lawlessly on the highway. People that are rude and inconsiderate in public. People that lie in politics and destroy the country. So many people out there that probably frustrate us all the time, and we have to realize they don't know better yet. They'll have their chance to be reared and taught and trained and given an opportunity to be born into God's family in the future when the time is right for them. These are our potential future children, and we must really see them that way, to love them the way that God does. Page 14 of Child Rearing with Vision says, God's work always continues. We can't escape the responsibility God has given us. It is up to us to do the work. This world desperately needs the message God has given us to deliver. There is so much sadness in this world. That's right. So much sadness. Broken homes, destroyed marriages, people without any hope. And that's why they need God's family. That's why they need this message. That's why they need us to be preparing to bring them into God's family. We can go to God and He can give us this vision, and we can rejoice, always remembering that here in God's work today, we are preparing for a vast, possibly endless spiritual family. Thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 12 p.m. Central Time.